Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Grace refuses partial acceptance. Have you ever felt like God accepts you, but only to a point? Like you're welcomed in, but still on probation, still needing to prove yourself, clean yourself up, or maintain your standing by how well you perform? That's not grace. Grace does not accept you halfway. It does not forgive part of your sin while holding the rest over your head. It does not bring you near while keeping you at a distance. Grace brings you all the way in, fully, completely, and permanently. Scripture makes this unmistakably clear in Colossians 1, 21-22. And you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death free. That word reconciled matters. It doesn't mean improved or given another chance. It means fully restored, brought back into complete relationship. And this didn't happen after you got it together or took steps toward God first. Romans 5:8 tells us, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Grace moved first. Before understanding, before change, before any effort on your part, God had already acted. Through the cross, he didn't bring you part of the way. He brought you all the way in. That's why the gospel leaves no room for partial acceptance. Hebrews 10:14 says, "For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified." Perfected, not gradually accepted, not conditionally approved. Perfected in your standing before God because of Christ. So if you've ever found yourself thinking, "God accepts me, but I still need to," stop right there. Grace has no but. You are not half forgiven. You are not partially reconciled. You are not conditionally loved. In Christ, you are fully accepted, and it's from that place, not striving for acceptance, but living from it, that real transformation begins. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.